Welcome to Reclaim Your Spoons, the show that is all about taking back your time, your energy, and your confidence. I am your host, Linda Oshin from lindaoshin.net. Today, we're talking about being selfish in a good way. If you're one of those who skimp on rest and relaxation and fun to get more done, this is for you. Stop it, sit down, shut up, relax, do something for you. You're not going to get more stuff done if you wear yourself out. It's a Friday, for goodness sake. Take some time off already. We all have a minimum level of self-care that we need to sustain our self-confidence and our energy. When we don't meet this minimum requirement, it shows up in our energy level and mood, and eventually in our self-esteem and confidence as well. I know this from personal experience. I didn't take care of myself at all for many years. I didn't have the money to buy anything even slightly indulgent. When I discovered herbs, that started to change, since I could make some of my own self-care products. Nowadays, I make an effort to do something for me every day. Are you taking care of you to relax and not let yourself be buried by the demands of everyday life? I don't mean beauty treatments for beauty's sake. I mean a long bath to relax when you need it, a massage, a face mask, a drink, a piece of chocolate, cake, or maybe pie to treat yourself to something nice on occasion, and so on. Having someone do something for you, like a foot massage, is also an option. You need to start making yourself the priority. I don't mean you should stop caring for your kids or helping other people. What I do mean is that you should set aside time every day for things that help you. Make a list and keep it handy for when you can take some time to yourself, so you don't have to spend that time trying to figure out what you're going to do. Other things on that list could, for example, be meditating, reading a good book, doing something creative, a foot bath, getting a manicure or other form of pampering, writing in your journal, or having a quiet cup of tea, or anything else that means loving yourself a little each day. So many women skip this because they feel they don't have the time or that it will be selfish. Well, it's actually good for you to be selfish sometimes. To be able to help and take care of others, your needs have to be met. If mom's not happy, nobody's happy. You have to make yourself the priority and treat yourself right. If you only think of the demands set on you by society and people close to you, you'll burn out quicker than a cheap candle. Pick one of the items on your list and do it tonight. I'm not accepting excuses today. Do something for yourself, something that takes your mind off your to-do list. I wish you the best of luck with this. Get in touch if you need any help with it, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. When you want more clarity on your next step to take control of your symptoms and your life and get out of overwhelm, or to make sure you're on the right track, or just some advice on how to solve a specific problem, let's have a cup of tea and chat about it. And if you're sitting there wondering how much this is going to cost you, you should know it's free. There are no strings attached at all. Just get in touch with me and we'll book a time for you.